Howdy, friend.
No matter which way the market moves, it leaves behind telltale signs in the charts of what's going on and what could be next.
What's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
This is Off the Charts, where the expert traders at RagingBull.com discuss what's jumping off their charts.
Why are you acting like a child with your hand in the cookie jar?
What they're looking for and the investment course they're charting now.
That makes you Chartman.
Well, today, it's not so much what's jumping out of the charts, but it is the course that they're charting. Taylor Conway is here. He is lead day trader at PennyPro.com, and I'll explain that comment, why it's not what we're charting, in just a moment. Taylor is a day trader, a short-term day trader of stocks and ETFs. If you want more information, PennyPro.com. It's part of the Raging Bull community. That means RagingBull.com. And Taylor's on Twitter. He's at Taylor8Zeno8, Zeno X-E-N-O, at Taylor8Zeno8 on Twitter. And what we're going to be talking about today is a question we got from Rich in Orchard Beach, Maryland, one of our regulars. Taylor Conway, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Chuck. Happy Black Friday to you.
And to you, too. So when you're not out doing much Black Friday shopping, and I don't envision you doing much Black Friday shopping, but... one of the things that I do envision you doing a lot is making sure you are paying a lot of attention to your trades, not just when they're executing, but as you journal them. And Rich in Orchard Beach, Maryland wants to know what information belongs in a trading log, what's important and what you don't need. Now, he sent along his trading log and I forwarded it to you. So you got an idea. We're not going to talk specifically so much about Rich's because, well, truthfully, we've got an audience that's bigger than one, but it is a big thing for day traders and short-term traders, swing traders. Journaling is really important if you want to plan your trade and then trade your plans. So what is it that you want there and how do you use your journal?
Well, much like I preach with trading in general, keep it simple. Okay. There's no need for one in and out trade to take up 50 or 100 lines with all these crazy exact to the decimal entry prices and a bunch of nonsense, really. Keep it simple so that you can actually review it and make sense of it later. The biggest column that should be in there is a comment section. That has to be in there. You have to know when you look back on your journal why you took the trade specifically. Was it because you just had a feeling? And I hope it wasn't. Was it because of a technical play? Was it because of a news-driven play? And then why did you exit the trade? So have your entry comments and exit comments. That's the most important thing for me because, yeah, great. If you journal your trade, you can look back over them when you're really bored once upon a day later on and look at all your fantastic trades. But do you know why you took them? Do you know why you got out of it? And another thing you can do is try to spot a trend later on with your comments. Were you taking a particular trade that ended up not working 9 times out of 10? Did you take a particular type of trade based on your comments that is working a lot? The whole point of a trade journal, remember this, is to actually get better at trading, not just to impress your friends by sending it to them saying, look how much I'm up this year. It's about being able to look at it later on and be better from it. And a lot of people forget that, me included. When I kept a very, very detailed trade journal, it was too confusing. And at a certain time, about 6 months later, I just asked myself, why am I even keeping this journal? I never look at it. It's just a file on my computer. I don't do anything with it. It's
right.
Just, to be honest, it's just costing me time bothering to put everything in there. So actually look at it and learn from it.
But here's the other side about that. You know, you talk about putting in too much detail. If you're saying that you do it for a technical trade, are you trying to make sure that you say, here's the pattern that I saw? You know, I saw a green spinning top. I saw this on Bollinger Bands. I saw a reversal play. Do you want to be specific enough that you know, wait, that you're trying when you look back at it to say, hold it. How often do I play this and do I have an edge? Because I would think I'd want to know what it was that made me try to play it. And then the other side I would ask, do you put down some sort of trade parameters, not your buy and sell or just your buy and sell, but the idea that says, wait, I went into this thinking there was 50 cents risk and $1.50 in profit or something along those lines. How do you help so that when you go back to look at it, you can go, wait, when I'm doing the best, it's when I have a 3-to-1 or a 5-to-1, or it's this kind of technical trade. Do you need to get that specific, or is that too much?
It might be a little much for a journal. There might be something entirely different that you keep a log for with that kind of thing. In my opinion, your journal needs to be obviously your entry and exit. Obviously, that's going to calculate your profit and loss. And just put in there the reason you took the trade. What kind of setup was it? Was it an oversold bottom bouncer? Was it just a breakout play? It's just never coming down. So I'm buying because I just think it's going to keep going. Whatever your reason is, just put that in there, in my opinion. I don't think you need to overcomplicate it. If you get super technical with writing down that, oh, well, it was pinching between this Bollinger Band and it was about to break through this tweezer pattern or whatever it is, you're going to get just too, I guess you can use the word, kerfuffled.
Okay, but oversold bottom bouncer is enough of a note to be able to tell it. Yeah, when you start to talk about Bollinger Bands and tweezer patterns, kerfuffled, hornswoggled, whatever the word would be, where you kind of get into this when you start to read that.
Great. Googling. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, once you've seen enough oversold charts, they all kind of just start looking the same.
Right.
Yes, there's certain variations. You know what? When you get good at this, you've seen it all, and an oversold pattern is an oversold pattern.
Right. So at least you're knowing, okay, I went in on oversold, and that way you can say, I'm routinely doing well on oversold. I'm not. How often do you want to review it? I mean, you said a lot of people stop looking, and they don't review it often. You know, here we are in what amounts to a slow trading day here on Black Friday. You know, is this the kind of day that you go, okay, and now I go back and review how I'm doing, or do you only review it? You know, you and I recently were working on some stories where you talked about your first ever losing week as a professional trader. Is that when you go back and look, or is that not when you go back and look?
I mean, for me, I place a lot of trades every day. I don't actually anymore keep a detailed every single trade log because it would just be so ridiculously large. And I place a lot of trades. All it would do is end up becoming a brokerage statement. And I have that at the end of the year anyway. I don't do that anymore, but I do a weekly review. And at the end of every day, all that I do is make a note of which type of trades I took the most of today and kind of add up the profits and stuff like that. And then at the end of the week, I just say, okay, well, this week, the bullish option activity was hot this week, or maybe not so much this week. And so let's just be wary of that going forward the next week. Or, hey, you know what? News plays were just crazy. There was so much buyout chatter this week. And so I just have a general feel of the market doing that. And that's how I keep mine. So it's a personal thing.
Yeah, it's a personal thing, but it needs to evolve with you and refine it over time. That's the other lesson. If you're going to use it right, you got to refine it and keep working on it.
Exactly.
Taylor, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes. Thank you, Chuck.
Taylor Conway, everybody. He is lead day trader at pennypro.com. And if you want more information, you're going to go check out the website, or you're going to check out ragingbull.com. Taylor is on Twitter. He is at Taylor8Zeno8. Raging Bull is on Twitter. They're at Raging Bull. All right, we've got just a little bit more to go on today's edition of Money Life, so settle back and relax. We'll be back again in just a moment.